We're going to need to clear societal beliefs that are limiting and societal programming that's negative or restrictive around financial abundance. Now, what do I mean by society? What you grew up in. The emotional and energetic vibration that you grew up in, that yes, of course, your family was a part of, but the society includes what you watched on television, who the politicians were when you were growing up, your parents' attitude, your teachers' attitudes. What about your peers? One of your peers in first grade could have taught you something about money that formed your belief system and is still there now. So the society you grew up in, of course, includes your family, but includes a much bigger picture. What was going on in the 70s when you grew up? What was going on in the 60s or the 50s or the 40s? What was going on that helped shape and form the societal energetic belief system around money, success, abundance, reaching your goals? What was the soup that you grew up in? Our sentence for this setup statement for the EFT clearing will be, I learned cellular memories that block abundance from the society I grew up in. How about that? So say that one out loud. Does it feel true? Does it have a charge? Can you measure that on the 0 to 10 point scale? Now, it may seem like you're too close to it, you're in it, so how do you measure it? And that's fine. As I said, this is a little different than traditional EFT, where we take an anxiety or a pain, we measure it before and after. This is a little more challenging to measure, but you may get that hit in your gut, in your stomach, and you may know for certain that this is a very highly charged setup statement for the clearing. And then we go to the karate chop point, as usual. Karate. Even though I learned cellular memories that block abundance from the society I grew up in, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I've been holding on to cellular memories that block abundance from the society I grew up in, I deeply and profoundly accept all of me. Even though the society I grew up in taught me cellular memories about abundance and money and success, I choose to release the patterns that are no longer useful for me. Eyebrow point. I have subconscious blocks from the society I grew up in. Side of the eye. And they're lodged in my cellular memories about money. Under the eye. There were so many memories from the society I grew up in. Under the nose. Those decades were so important, and how people thought about success. Chin, I remember my teachers and coaches. Collarbone, my friends and television. Under the arm, all these blocks to success and abundance. Top of the head, all these blocks about success from my society. Eyebrow, I wonder how many cellular memories about abundance came from my society. Side of the eye, the societal beliefs that I don't even know about. Under the eye, they must be operating somewhere. Under the nose, all these societal beliefs that are blocking success and abundance in my life. Chin, I just learned them. Collarbone, that's what we did back then. Under the arm, that's what kids are doing right now. Top of the head, it's hard to get away from societal beliefs. Eyebrow, this negative programming about abundance from my society. Side of the eye, it's been operating in the background for decades. Under the eye, these old beliefs from my society about money. Under the nose, I choose to release them now. Chin, I want to release them now. Collarbone, I didn't know any better. Under the arm, and that's why I've been fighting against them. Top of the head, isn't it nice to know that I don't have to fight anymore? Take a deep breath. And say the sentence again. I learned cellular memories that block abundance from the society I grew up in. How does that feel? Maybe you have a more specific target now, a specific teacher, the news, something that was going on during the decade when you were growing up, the very early decades. And that's fine. You can tap on that. Let's do one more round. Go back to the karate chop point. Even though I have cellular memories and old programming that block abundance from the society I grew up in, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though my society and all that it included back then taught me cellular memories about money and success, I choose to release these patterns. Even though I learned cellular memories from the society I grew up in that are blocking my ability to attract what I want now, I choose to install new programs about success in my life. Eyebrow, this old programming from society. Side of the eye, these cellular memories that have been blocking my abundance. Under the eye, my society was very powerful. Under the nose, I grew up in that society. Chin, no wonder I have their patterns. Collarbone, I want to release the old cellular memories that are blocking abundance. Under the arm, the old cellular memories from the society I grew up in. Top of the head, all those old memories and programs that are blocking my abundance. Eyebrow, even though my society installed programs around abundance. Side of the eye, I choose to release them now. Under the eye, I choose to install new programs about success and abundance in my life. Under the nose, I honor that I learned so much from my society. Chin, and not all of it was very useful. Collarbone, all these old blocks from my society have been getting in my way. Under the arm, but I choose new programs now. Top of that, I love the new programming about abundance that I've installed. Eyebrow, I feel so much more in alignment. Side of the eye, I love feeling in alignment. Under the eye, I choose to be in alignment with new programs of abundance. Under the nose, I love feeling abundant. Chin, these new programs about abundance. Collarbone, they're updated, they're installed, and they're so positive. Under the arm, I'm feeling so much more optimistic. Top of the head, I love the new abundance programs that are so attractive in my mind. Take a breath and measure again. How are those statements feeling to you? Any releasing? And you can keep doing them. Pause the recording. Do it again. Very, very effective.